عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يتوفون منكم ويذرون أزواجا يتربصن بأنفسهن أربعة أشهر وعشرا، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after concluding the laws pertaining to suckling, rada'a, and the weaning of the child, Allah commences a new discussion and a new topic with regards to the iddah, the waiting period of a woman whose husband has passed away, who lost her husband. Now, when it came to the iddah of talaq, a divorced woman, we spoke about the iddah, Allah said, salasata. Her iddah, her waiting period will be 3 menstrual cycles. And the woman whose husband has passed away, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ, and those from amongst you who have passed away, وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا, and they leave behind wives, يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ وَعَشْرًا, these women, these wives will wait with themselves for a period of 4 months and 10 days. That is the iddah period, the waiting period of a woman who has lost her husband. 4 months, 10 days. However, we will adopt this calculation if he passed away on the first night of the lunar month. If the husband passed away on the first night of the lunar month, remember, whenever we are speaking of calculations and period of times and so forth, when it comes to iddah, we always use, and for zakah purposes and everything, we use the lunar months and we use the lunar calendar. We do not use the Gregorian calendar. So if he passed away on the first night of the lunar month, then we will count exactly from then 4 months 10 days, irrespective of whether the Islamic months were 29 days or 30 days. But if he passed away during the lunar month, then you will calculate it, you will work out 130 days, 4 months, 10 days, considering each month to be 30 days and an additional 10 days. So that is the iddah period. She is not allowed to leave her home, the confines of her home, during this iddah period. There are great benefits for this, psychological benefits also for her. Yes, in the event, of course, because she has lost the breadwinner, she has lost her husband, she has lost the person who was providing for her. In the event where she has no one to take care of her needs and her requirements, and the husband did not leave behind sufficient inheritance or sufficient wealth for her to see to her needs and to attend to her needs, there's no one, her parents, her siblings, there's no one who can support her financially, then due to extreme circumstances, she is forced to leave the house and go out and work. In such a situation, Islam has given her the concession to leave her home, even during the iddah period, to leave her home, to work during the course of the day, but before nightfall, she must be back in her home, and she must spend the night in her home. She's not allowed to spend the night anywhere else. Allah says, فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ, and now if they have reached the end of the waiting period, the end of the iddah, the end of 130 days. فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا فَعَلْنَ فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, now there is no sin upon you regarding that which they do with themselves. Meaning now, if she wants to go and remarry, and she wants to take another husband, and she wants to move on with her life once the iddah period has terminated, then Allah says there's no sin upon you with regards to what she goes and does with herself. بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, so long as she does it in a recognized manner. She does it in a way that is recognized in the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the court of Allah according to Sharia. There's no sin upon you. Don't stop her from doing it. There's nothing, you cannot prevent her from going on and remarrying and taking another husband. Let her go ahead and do it. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ, Allah says Allah is fully aware of all that you do. May Allah grant us the understanding.